Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync call for Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. We have an agenda today, so let's start digging into Pony C pull requests. The first one we have on our list is pull request 3882. This is add Linux muscle tests on ARM. This is a pull request from, looked at this yet, but scrolling through it now. I'm going to go ahead and approve it. I notice that CI test did not pass though. Did not pass though. So I will not merge. All right, I'm just gonna comment about that. And off we go to the next pull request, 3880 and 3879. This is add build instructions for 64-bit Raspbian and add build instructions for 32-bit Raspbian. There is a question for Gordon on pull request 3880. Oh, wait, I guess the original question is on 3879. So it says, from Sean, it says, is tune equals native required for both of these? I know to get it to build, it is only needed by configure, but I'm not sure if once you give it to configure, it is carried over to future operations. Ditto with the Arch and other variables.
Yeah, as far as I know, it gets set by configure, and then the build step just uses what's been generated, like the generated make files from the configure step.
Okay.
I'll take a closer look at that. I hadn't seen Sean's comment, so I'll take a closer look at that and answer.
Okay, great. I've had the same question as well in the past. I was just specifying both times just to be sure, but it would be nice to know that configure was the only call that needed them. All right, 3877 in the Pony C repo. We have turn ARM and ARM HF CI tests back on. Let's see, they're marked as do not merge to have a short discussion on if the names for these two tests are appropriate. Everything else is ready to go. The names are probably fine, but I figure it's best to check with others as I'm not sure, says Sean. Let's see. So what are the proposed names? I guess there are no proposed names. We're just looking at the current names. We have ARM Linux, new ABI HF, GCC, and we have cross-compile ARM unknown Linux, new ABI.
Well, yeah, they're not cross-compiling anymore, so we could should probably call them something other than cross compile.
Yeah. That's a good point. I'm going to add a comment about that. All right, so there's that. And let's see, fix for 3840, this is pull request 3864. Let's see what the status of this one is. Let's see. There's some discussion between Red and Sean. So it looks like, interleaving is not done on those tests. Okay, so I'm just going to ask Sean in I'm gonna post a comment asking Sean, do we want to remove the do not merge label? I guess maybe Sean wanted to wait until he had a performance testing rig set up. So the next thing on the agenda is 3847. Reorder standard lib tests with the suggested style. Has there been anything on this? So the do not merge label was removed. It has been approved by many folks. I say let's go ahead and merge it. Let's see, there's no change log needed for this. Merged it, removing the needs discussion label. And we're off to the next ticket in the agenda, which is 3825. Cirrus CI change in config format. Okay, this is Sean looking into the, I forget what it's called, the Starlang. What is it? Starlark? Yeah, that's what it is. The Starlark language. It's still a draft PR. Sean's latest comment says, "Our Cirrus CI, or sorry, Cirrus YAML is getting very big. I'm thinking of moving forward with this to cut down a lot of repetition. I'm planning on starting by only moving the x86 Linux PR tests over to this and adding a note in the Cirrus YAML for where to look for them. Then we have others that are complicated-ish to maintain, like some of the stress test CI, nightly builds, release builds, moving those over as well." Does anybody have any comments about this general direction, moving away from the Cirrus CI YAML and toward the Starlark configuration?
Yeah, I'm generally in favor of doing things programmatically as opposed to YAML, but I haven't really looked at it in detail.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it in detail either. I would say I'm generally not in favor of doing so. But if Sean is willing to work on it and it reduces the duplication, that there's something to be said for that. I think I tend to, for configuration of CI, I tend to like the flatness of YAML, but that's just kind of a preference and not really anything that I would consider a blocker for this moving forward. So I won't oppose moving in this direction if that's where people want to go. So looking on to Pony C issues, we have issue 3874. This is a potential LLVM bug impacting debug builds on 64-bit ARM. I'm not sure there's anything to discuss here. It needs a bit more investigation to figure out if we are doing something wrong or if LLVM is doing something wrong, but that's just kind of a ticket created to track that work in the future. Let's see, we have some, we have a slew of tickets related to ARM and Raspbian. I'm gonna just gonna quickly see if any of those are super relevant. So, looks like on issue ticket 3872, Sean 2 days ago writes, Arch equals arm V8 dash A works for playing. And if it works for GCC, then I will do the directions for both to be the same. This is okay. So this is just the tickets tracking the pull request we already looked at for adding the build instructions for 64-bit Raspbian 6 and 32-bit Raspbian. So there's probably nothing to discuss here. There's the FPIC versus FPIC discussion in 3870. Gordon, I'm assuming you haven't looked at this anymore in the past 3 days because it's been like a weekend and stuff, but do you have anything else to mention on that for now?
Yeah, no, I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay, great. So let's see, 3858. Yeah, this is a an issue with linking standard lib tests on Raspberry Pi 4 to 32-bit. There's this undefined reference to multi-three. We don't know what it's about. I guess the only recent activity on this has just been Sean marking it as when this is being fixed, the build instructions should be updated as well, so that way we know to update those. So I think for 3848, we have can't build 32-bit ARM with GCC 8.3. I have a contributor named RT Packs mentioning that under Mtune, you can do a partial split with Arch dash generic, but native does not work with generic. That might be good for distributing executables, but then we'd have to detect architectures in the make file. So Sean mentions that Clang is our only officially supported compiler with GCC as a best effort, even though GCC is currently the only way to build on the Pi at the moment. And see, Sean says for this particular issue at the moment, we're going to add a note in the build instructions for 32-bit Raspbian to overload the tune option at build time. So that's just feeding into that same pull request we already talked about. Okay. I believe that takes us through our generated agenda for today. Are there other topics that people here want to bring up for discussion? All right, well, in that case, thanks everyone for attending or listening along to the sync recording later. I apologize for last week not getting the sync recording uploaded. I will upload them both last week and this week's later today and get those linked in the channel. Sorry for the my neglect on that. Again, thanks everyone. We'll see you next time.